Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across this great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 17th day of September 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and my brother, John D., U.S. Marine, fighting tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with John and myself today. Well, it is currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 77 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And smoke here in hell. Just breathe that smoke, man. Cut that life shorter. No Social Security payments. You're never going to make it. That being said, how's the weather today out there in Nazi Joysy, John?
Well, still kind of, actually kind of fall-like, even though technically it's still summer. Over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 120 feet above sea level mean, we've got 75 degrees with 72% humidity. So, yeah, the air does feel a little thick out there. But we got a lot of overcast today, so it's really keeping the sun from making you feel charbroiled.
Oh, I guess you got it better than I do then. At least you don't have to breathe that damnable smoke. Oh, anything?
No. If I want to shorten my life, I'll just go get a vaccine.
That's the quick way out. That's the coward's way out. Anyway, anything particular rubbing you the wrong way today?
Well, I was just thinking, we talked yesterday about the Health and Human Services, what do they call him, director or whatever his position was. And he made that comment about getting bullets, which is telling you, by the way, there's a shitstorm coming. There's an actual firefight coming. But, you know, of course, he wants us to defend Trump rather than the Bill of Rights or ourselves. Oh, no. We're going to be out there fighting for Trump, according to him. Yeah. But I liked how he disappeared after he made that comment. Apparently, he decided to suddenly, he was taking a vacation or something. I saw a article on it this morning. I don't remember the exact headline. But people don't know or typically forget, Health and Human Services gets the lion's share of the entire federal budget. They get over $1.2 trillion annually, which is by far the biggest share of the federal budget out of everything put together, even more than the military. So I'm not sure what the hell they spend that money on or what prompted this guy to say that, but I'm certainly pretty sure about why he suddenly disappeared.
I think they call that taking a powder.
It might be. I don't know. I saw something. He suddenly decided to go on a furlough or take a 3-day vacation or something. You know, he kind of disappeared like Justice Roberts did after he declared Obamacare was constitutional. Remember, he left the country suddenly?
Yeah. They will get out of the limelight so that no one can ask a question. Why in hell did you say that?
Exactly. So, you know, outside of everything that's just decaying and rotting, and I'm just waiting for the roof of the building to cave in, I'm not sure. What do you want to talk about today, Henry?
Well, I don't know. You know, we've covered the articles they put out saying that, you know, it's we don't know what started these fires. It was anybody but Antifa. And we know that, you know, as they were arrested, they were being turned loose to light more fires. And
didn't they grab a couple of Antifa guys who admitted, yes, we set some of the fires because we want to prove that global warming is real? They made some kind of comment like that.
Yeah, that's what we got coming up here. Antifa claims responsibility for some of the wildfires, says arson proves climate change. Okay.
Now, gee, Henry, I wonder who put those words in their mouth. Who's paying them? Oh, that's right, George Soros, the very same.
You're not allowed to say that.
Behind climate change and the vaccines and everything else.
We're not going to talk about him on this program.
Oh, that's right. Otherwise, we'll get cut off like they did to what's his name, one of those correspondents on the mainstream media, the mass lying media, when they mentioned George Soros funds a lot of these DAs puts these people right back on the street.
Yeah, it was Newt Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich. Thank you.
We're not going to talk about him on this program. Oh, really? Yeah,
fair
and balanced.
Is he one of them secret people?
Oh, yeah, he's one of them secret people. You know, they're talking about arresting the mayor of Portland and the mayor of up there in Seattle, you know, for treason and sedition. But you can't arrest the guy that's financing the son of a bitch and, you know, this communist attempt at a fucking revolution in our country. You can't arrest him. You can't even talk about him, John.
And Henry, why can't we use that classic CIA tactic of extraordinary rendition? Well, maybe they're going to fly him to one of those black sites in one of those European countries, and they're going to have a nice, very, very personal conversation with him, and he's going to tell them everything he knows if he wants the pain to stop.
Yeah, and it will stop when you die.
Well, how the hell about that decrepit old dinosaur, that living fossil? I don't even know how he's alive now.
Well, he probably.
Oh, that's right. He drinks the blood of children.
And buys any spare parts he needs from China.
Yeah, pretty much.
We'll get into it when we get back. Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D. Then.
Well, you know, Henry, I made that. It sounded like a tongue-in-cheek comment about he probably drinks the blood of children. But from what I understand, now I can't prove it, of course. But from my understanding, is they do that.
Yes, that's what I'm. Well, that's another one of them rumors, like that it's Antifa starting all these fires. You know, those are just rumors and conspiracy theories.
Hey, Henry and John,
go ahead.
Well, you know what they say: we're not part of the big club.
Yeah, we ain't in the club.
Oh, that's George Collins' affirmation. There's a big club, and you and I ain't in it.
No, we ain't. And we'll never will be. I mean, we're going to shut the club down. That's what that's what our mission is. At any rate, you know, they're just rumors. You know, our conspiracy theories. I mean, people are catching these son of a bitches barehanded. I mean, I heard a rumor yesterday. I heard a rumor that somebody caught one of them over there in the valley, or a few folks caught him and beat the fucking shit. They didn't call the cops or anything. They just fucking beat him to a bloody fucking pulp and left him there. That was just a rumor, though. I mean, I can't confirm any of it. But I'm telling you, you're seeing what's happened when they come out here in the fucking rural areas. The people in Clackamas came out and started roadblocks with fucking guns. And who come to their rescue? Who come to the rescue of the fucking Antifa? You know, the goddamn Bolsheviks and the goddamn, goddamn, what the hell? We got Bolsheviks and we got, come on.
Oh, you got Bolsheviks, communists, Zionists,
BLM, fascists. Those Marxists.
Marxists. Oh, I'm sorry, Henry. I wasn't sure which one you were going for.
God damn, there's
so
many.
They're all in the same club.
Oh, hell yeah, they are. But, I mean, every time, you know, and you've noticed in the last 24 hours, now they're threatening, you know, they're going to give sedition charges against the ones that, you know, did the burning and stuff in Portland and Seattle, and they're even threatening to arrest the mayors and all this shit all just overnight. And nobody hears nothing from this place. But the bottom line here is...
Now, are they actually threatening to arrest all the CEOs? I mean, excuse me, mayors?
No, but well, the bottom line is if it's for sedition, they got to arrest themselves. I mean,
and I don't think they do that. I do believe that part of the infiltration, subversion, and overthrow of the whole legal system was to, in fact, protect these fascists, these communists, the insurgency into this country through our own mechanisms.
Well, I know that that goddamn communist propaganda machine fucking sure as hell doesn't want to talk about George Soros. You're not allowed to talk about him.
Henry, we don't mention his name. You know, it's kind of like in Harry Potter. Yeah. That's the name we don't say.
Yeah, we're not supposed to say that name, that George Soros. And I said it again. Yeah. Fuck, goddamn it, quit it. All right, anyway.
Lord Voldemort. No, you can't say that name.
Yeah. Hey, Henry.
Yes.
Hey, remember you were telling that story your dad had that windshield wiper and a dog was spinning around?
The windshield, it was a wiper, like a paper wiper.
Yeah, well, that reminds me of the people wearing masks and shit, where the dog's spinning around and shit.
Yes, they do.
And these people following their orders. It's like the dog going around in circles.
Oh, yeah, they'll just chase any goddamn thing, man. I mean, they're dumber than a dog. At least the dog.
Yeah, you couldn't put a mask on the dog and expect he would leave it there. In fact, he would shake it right
take
off.
The son of a bitch off.
Yes. Oh no, they'll even yell at you if you're not wearing yours.
I mean, you betcha, man. Yeah, we talked yesterday, you know, about the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court decision. You know that they that it was unlawful for the orders. You know, for the. Guidelines.
Well, now he did use the word. It was unconstitutional, Henry.
Unconstitutional, yeah. It would, but the, you know, then they went straight to that 14th Amendment. What it was is what you can't. You never had permission to give. You didn't have the authority or the permission from the higher corporation to take that privilege. That privilege of saying I fuck you. I don't want to wear a mask. From the fucking subjects. It was all involved subjects and fucking their masters, you know, the international corporate mafia that's running this goddamn country. It had nothing to do with the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is law. And I mean, is somebody going to be charged yet? You know, this thing's been going on for months. And it's been, you know, openly said on their own fucking broadcast that it was unlawful for these CEOs to be given these goddamn orders to wear masks or to detain people in their homes without due process of the fucking law. All of it was unlawful. Now, they found out something unlawful you and I did, John, you know, like parking in the wrong place or something. They would never stop. They'd be like the fucking Terminator. You would have to be, they would follow you to the ends of the earth and they would take care and then justice would be served. But you can't even say that, you know, George Soros out here financing the burning down of the fucking West Coast. And you can't even say, you know, we can't talk. We don't want to say his name on here. We don't want to talk about him.
Henry.
Not George Soros. Go ahead.
They actually brought up on the radio out here in Northeast Pennsylvania about the due process of the law. And they said, the judge can rule over that. And but I was thinking to myself, well, they won't talk about the Bill of Rights and that's the highest law, but they come out and said rules. Everything has to be rules now.
They're not rules. That's all this bullshit is. It is corporate policy. It's Roman civil laws compared to fucking common law. Common law is public law for private purposes. Roman civil law is private policy being enforced as public law, and you tell me that's not what we're looking right at, complete with the fucking Blackwater USA enforcers to fucking enforce the public private policy, because they're all private, because they're all fucking corporate. They're not a part of the fiduciary.
Don't forget about the unions.
Well, same diff. I mean, they're corporation. From the top to the bottom. Anyway, let's look at this article. A Twitter account that claims to represent various chapters of the fascist group Antifa, or anti-fascist. It says the fascist group. I thought Antifa meant anti-fascist, but we'll go with what it says. With the fascist group Antifa admitted in a tweet that some of the wildfires blazing across Oregon were deliberately started by protesters in order to draw attention to climate, the climate emergency. You see, that's going to make it better. I mean, they don't want you to goddamn breathe. They don't want a cow to fart. But, man, all this
smoke,
man.
An awful lot like when the protest started. It was about the police brutality because they had killed a black man unlawfully and unjustly.
Uh-huh.
And then it very quickly got turned into a race war.
Uh-huh.
Well, now it suddenly sounds like this is getting turned into It's about climate change. It's not about the protests or setting forest fires. No, it's about climate change, Henry.
Yeah, and they had the right to those peaceful protests that burned down people's houses and killed people. You know, that was their right to peaceably protest like that. To take 5 gallons of gas and pour it in a fucking hot place that they know the wind's going to blow it across fucking people's houses and burn them down. I mean,
and don't forget now, George Soros.
That
he who must not be named is paying for all this.
Yeah, I got to start listening out on the street for him coming after us for saying George Soros.
That's when the black SUV pulls up in front of your house in the middle of the night.
Oh yeah, man. Well, they ain't gonna like what they find. Scardale, New York Antifa, Twitter account, which one abrupt earth change commentator contends is fake. See, they got to throw this in here. One earth change commentator. Who is this fucker? I mean,
and Henry, usually they call him the climate deniers. Oh, well, he's one of them climate deniers. One out of 350 million people, there's one that says no. That's all for a fraud.
Well, it says this. Which one? Abrupt earth change commenter. Who? I mean, you want to put up a fucking name? I mean, who's saying it ain't so? Contends is fake. Says that it and several other Antifa chapters across America collaborated to ignite fires through Oregon to show that climate change and global warming are real. Law enforcement.
Now, wait, Henry, I'm not sure about this, but I think when you light a fire, you're going to find that it gets pretty hot in and around that fire. So, but how does that prove climate change?
Well, they're claiming that, you know, the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is, you know, causing this climate change. The climate's constantly changing. That's why they had to go from global warming, global cooling, you know, to climate change. Because you can't argue. I mean, the climate's changing right now as we're speaking, I promise you. It's getting
warmer. It happens here. I mean, mysteriously, it happens here twice a year in New Jersey during the summer. It's always very hot. In the winter, it's always very cold. We get that constant cycle of climate change.
It must
here.
Be stopped, and only the airplanes can stop it.
No. Taxes will stop it.
Spraying the aluminum oxide up in the air and the borium and all the rest.
There you go.
And it's the new normal now.
Yeah, and then you mix it with this goddamn bacon powder, like here where we're at, man, you know. This is a volcanic area. We're in the Cascades here, and you got that pumice. When it gets all dry like this, I mean, it's like bacon powder. And then it's got that aluminum mixed in with the, it rusts, you know. It's like it's metal. It's iron oxide. And then what does that make? Thermite. That's why these, I mean, hot. I mean, you could just about light the ground on fire here with dirt.
Now, people may not realize that aluminum powder and iron, pulverized iron oxide, that's rocket fuel. That's what the solid rocket boosters use on the space shuttle.
Yep, and it's also what cut those columns on those fucking buildings that fell down when those airplanes hit them.
Oh, no. Shh. No,
wait a minute.
Maybe what's his name was funding it. He whose name must not be mentioned.
I've not had enough sleep. Please don't. Please forgive me. Law enforcement in Oregon have likewise confirmed. Law enforcement in Oregon have like. Remember just the other day, I mean, every fucking article is there. It's not Antifa. It's not Antifa. It's not Antifa. And then you had the one sheriff's deputy that fucking came out and said these motherfucking Antifa are lighting these fires and everybody around here is catching them.
Didn't he even have the article that only these conspiracy theorists are saying that Antifa's lighting fires?
Exactly, man. And the cop gets, you know, if he'd shot somebody, it would have been hard to get him laid off, but he got a paid vacation for just fucking coming on the fucking somebody's blog and saying that, you know, with in front of his car there, you know. But law enforcement in Oregon have likewise confirmed that Antifa terrorists are indeed lighting fires in protest, and in some cases using advanced methods and tactics to accomplish their agenda. No. But when we said it, man, it was all those conspiracy theorists, man, those people who think that George, I mean, I can't say that guy's name. That guy is financing all this fucking shit and is goddamn burning the state of Oregon down. I mean, there'd be $1 billion worth of damage by the time this shit's over with, man. And then all our forests, I mean, like I go to drive out of this town, I can't figure which way I'm going to drive to where I ain't going to see fucking black trees. I mean, and these are the environment. These are the people who love the earth. These are the people that, you know, want us to kill ourselves, or they want to kill us with shots and stuff to protect the earth. Because they love the earth. It's like the government loves us and loves our children. And they want to get and see the other side of it, you know, the fucking corporate communists. And you see, and like I said, you know, it was just got so blatant here. Everybody fucking knew who was starting these fires. It wasn't no goddamn conspiracy theory. They were catching them and beating them and fucking everything else here. Seeing the one woman, I actually showed that video today on fucking Fox News of that woman that came out and got that guy coming out of the bushes with some matches and had him laid down on the middle of the road. You know, you trying to light my property on fire, you son of a bitch. I smoke cigarettes. You got any cigarettes? Well, no. Well, I mean, like, people are stupid, but I mean, they're catching them with goddamn propane bottles, 5 gallon things of gas and fucking, you know, everybody knew it. And the people, I mean, the people come out and we're talking to one another. Yeah, then fucking Antifa son of a bitches come out here. We catch them, we'll beat the fuck out of them. You know, in like Clackamas County, they started fucking blocking the goddamn roads and looking for them bastards. They went out in the woods and started looking for them. And that's what, you know, come try to light a fucking fire here and get caught, you son of a bitch. There won't even, I guess they'll put you on a fucking milk carton. Anyways, law enforcement in Oregon have likewise confirmed that Antifa terrorists are indeed lighting the fires in protest and in some cases using advanced methods and tactics to accomplish their agenda. During a recent meeting at...
Wait, Henry, right there. You just, in that article, it says the Antifa terrorists...
Let's see, did it call them terrorists here? Law enforcement have likewise confirmed indeed lighting fires, protests.
You just said it.
Advanced methods and tactics to accomplish their, no, tactics. Tactics to accomplish.
No. You would just say it when I jumped in there. Did they call them the Antifa terrorists?
Let's see here. It says, I'll read it again. Law enforcement in Oregon have likewise confirmed that Antifa terrorists, yes, they did, by God.
Okay,
John.
So now here, stop right there. Because under that proviso, they are now documented as terrorists, and they should also be treated as terrorists, which means you got to find the funding source. So how come they're still not going after he who must not be named? Because he's clearly financing terrorism by their own definitions.
Well,
shoot him in the head. Kill him. You know, goddammit.
No, the thing is, you know, they're talking about arresting the mayor of Portland, which ain't a bad idea. And
there's nothing wrong with that idea. But what I'm getting at is they are now declaring that these Antifa operatives are terrorists.
Terrorist act by an organization that has declared itself a part of a communist revolution in your country. Yeah, I think that, you know, they're talking, it actually said the words treason and sedition today. But then again, the son of a bitch that said it was Bill Barr, who is, you know, who got, Ron Heriucci, who murdered, Vicky Weaver, shot her with her baby in her arms, shot her in the fucking head, and the state of Idaho indicted him, and Bill Barr is the federal attorney general. Well, he wasn't an attorney general. We worked for the attorney general's office that got, that came in and said, no, you can't charge him in Idaho for the murder of fucking Vicky Weaver. I mean, he's a low life son of a bitch. He's a traitor to the country. He's guilty of sedition. He's guilty of treason. That's why, you know, it's so hard for him. You know, you people are around here going, what the fuck, man? You can go come out in the streets and declare a communist revolution, and we're catching your asses burning our fucking properties. We're catching you lighting the goddamn forest on fire. We're catching you and turning you over, and they're turning your back loose to do it some more. I mean, I think it kind of finally rolled up on him, and everybody is fucking, you know, you can't. What's that? You can fool some of the people some of the time. You can't fool all the people all the time, whatever. And the fuck it is. But goddamn, this is so blatant. I mean, like they came out with all those articles that one day. I mean, that was a propaganda push to tell you it was anybody in the goddamn world but Antifa. When everybody knew it was Antifa. And now here they are saying, hey, what about the fuckers that lied? Aren't you going to mention them? Aren't you going to mention that it was falsely we fucking ported that it was not Antifa? When the fucking...
You get it. You can't even see downtown Seattle anymore. You can't even see fucking Portland anymore, man.
I know,
you
bro.
You go to Henry's house. You go to Henry's house. You can, I can barely see fucking Henry. But I go to his own gun. That's how bad the fucking smoke is. I mean, shoot them all, man. Start shooting them dead. Fuck them.
No, John's right. They should be charged with terrorism, but it should be charged in the common law, along with goddamn Bill Barr, the son of a bitch. That, you know, they had to come out and say something. Because everybody, I mean, you know, it comes to the point, it's just like them having to stop that Fox News cast yesterday because Newt Gingrich said that fucking George Soros, he's financing all this Antifa and all that, you know, he's fine. You know, that's all he was saying.
Hey,
yeah, go ahead.
Hey, wouldn't that be fascism, communist terrorism?
Terrorism. I mean, they're supposed to, in the first sentence, they call them various chapters of the fascist group Antifa, which Antifa was, you know, this, that comes from fucking like back in Russia and shit, I think. It was one of the flag they fly and all that shit, anti-fascist. so these fascist, anti-fascists.
That went back into the 30s, didn't it?
I think it did. And but it says, what we're saying here is these fascists, anti-fascists, admitted. I mean, this is how far it's gone, people. It's gone to the goddamn point of being ridiculous. And the bottom line is, if everybody knew that it was fucking Antifa, you know, if they came out like in the mainstream fucking news, you know, they showed that one woman up in Clackamas or somewhere there where she put that guy down on the ground with her pistol. But if the people out here, I mean, if they came out in the mainstream stupid box, all these fucking people that's where we get our news. I want Fox News. It's impartial. Unless it comes to fucking the problem. we can't say his name.
All these goddamn billionaires are hiding like rats. You can't, Bill Gates is hiding under his mother's dress.
Yep.
Soros is hiding in a fucking rat hole. I mean, flush them out and blow their fucking heads off.
Well, it ain't like they don't know who they are. It's just that it came to the point that so many people had, everybody around here, you know, small communities out in the rural area, everybody knows everybody. And everybody knows who was starting the fucking fires. And then it's, you know, you start losing credibility with some of your stupid people, your people that you remain Trump tards because they watch Fox News. So, yeah, I mean, they had to come out and say, well, actually, yeah, it was Antifa. After we called all the people reporting the truth, after we called them conspiracy theorists and out and out liars, when you're the fucking liars. When you want, and then, you know, they listen to that same stupid box that just did this, and right here you have the fucking police admitting that it's Antifa. They watch that same fucking stupid box in the COVID-19. That's real. That one's real. You know, they said 22 things today and 21 of them were all lies because we know that they do nothing but lies. COVID's real. Bullshit. Nobody out here fucking is buying it anymore, man. Now, I mean, one of the things that Harris Faulkner, she's the one that was running that interview when they said the name we can't say, you know, that George Soros. And what? Oh, damn it, I did it again. But anyway, she was the one running the fucking interview, you know, and she fucking even, they showed it. They showed it on the fucking news today. They showed it get Newt Gingrich down when he said the forbidden word. This son of a bitch is guilty of fucking inciting a fucking revolution in our country, and you can't fucking arrest him? But you don't wear that fucking seatbelt. We're talking zero tolerance here. A fucking taillight could get your goddamn heads blowed off. But you can't arrest this son of a bitch who is supplying millions of dollars and to fucking bring these fuckers into the area. These hardcore fucking communists to burn your fucking forest down, to burn your houses down, to kill your people. Now if they had to fucking come right out and admit this shit on the fucking mainstream propaganda machine, the people out in this rural area would go to fucking Portland and kill every fucking one of them. And they know it. They know when they come out here the fucking guns come out.
Yeah, we're beyond arrest. I say, you know, we're way beyond that now, don't you think, Henry? I mean, good Lord.
Yeah,
you know,
we're at the point. No, they have declared a revolution. They have come out here in the rural area, and they've killed our people. Our people have every right for every one of us to fucking gun up and go to Portland and kill every fucking one of them. It's a war.
Exactly. Yep.
Anyways.
Hey, Henry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, money talks and bullshit walks with that George Soros.
Now you're in trouble. You better be watching your back, buddy, because you just said the forbidden word, and we'll be right back.
Are you gonna take me home tonight? Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you gonna let it all hang out, fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
George Soros is paying for the arsonist to the burning down Oregon. Oh, I hope that didn't go out over the air. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Social Distortion. I'm down here with the rest of us, down here with the goddamn most of us, and we got guns, and we're sick of this fucking shit. We're sick of the George Soros of this fucking world paying fucking anarchists and to come into our goddamn country for a communist revolution that is not being, that we're going to have to stop ourselves like the people out in Clackamas stepped up to do. Come out here in our fucking rural areas. Let us catch you trying to light our fucking forest on fire, you cocksuckers. Anyway, it's time for the tactical report with my brother John D., U.S. Marine fighting tyranny. And that being said, John, you have the mic, sir.
Okay, thank you very much as always, Henry. All right, let's get moving here. I am John D., U.S. Marine fighting tyranny. This is the tactical report. It is Thursday, now commonly called Thursday, September 17th, 2020, it is 1542 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 342 to all you civilians out there and to all the retards who think they're going to vote their way out of this. Mickey's little hand is just past the three, and his big hand is past the little thing that looks like a snowman. It's called the number eight. All right, let's get moving here. Now, we've been spending a few days going over this affidavit that was submitted by John Lear to the United States District Court, Southern District of New York, on January 28, 2008. Now, I went through it, and I don't think I did a particularly good job of communicating it because it's filled with a lot of technical information, some of which I jumped over because there's a lot of references to standards and stuff like that used by the FAA and would make no sense to most of us. I don't even know what some of those so-called certification requirements are that he gives the numbers for. Like there's this one here that I skipped over. It's called NAVAIR-00-80T-80, Aerodynamics for Naval Aviators. And John Lear gives a whole bunch of that kind of stuff. You know, the supporting documentation and the supporting references to his evaluation of 9/11 and the impossibility that these commercial airliners supposedly did what they did to impact the buildings. In the end, he basically states, no, that is physically and mathematically impossible. Now, of course, there should have been an investigation. Soon as someone with John Lear's background came out and put this affidavit into a legal format, that is, actually put it into a court proceeding, that would become the basis for any reinvestigation or opening of a reinvestigation into 9/11 in and of itself, because the nature of the use of the aircrafts was never investigated. That is, of course, it was mentioned that, yes, these civilian airliners were hijacked. They were flown into the Twin Towers. The Twin Towers escaped from the resulting damage and the fires, although that doesn't explain Building 7, which fell approximately 7 hours later and was not impacted by any aircraft. But what John Lear says is that, no, it could not have been civilian aircraft because there is no civilian aircraft that can do these things that the FAA's radar tracking and, of course, the eyewitness accounts stated occurred. Can't happen. It's mathematically, it's physically impossible in this universe or any other universe. So that alone should have done it. Also, of course, the evaluation of the collapse of the buildings itself has shown that is mathematically impossible, that even with the damage and the ensuing fireball by the whatever impacted the Twin Towers, it was wholly insufficient to cause those Twin Towers to fall at free fall velocity uniformly and into their own footprint. Can't happen. It's mathematically impossible. And then, of course, Building 7, which wasn't impacted by any aircraft at all, did the very same thing later on that afternoon. So all of those, any of those, in fact, should have been sufficient to demand and require that a new investigation be launched with this new information, taking a more critical view, a more technical view of the absolute impossibility of the government's version of 9/11, and now, opening the investigation into, well, if that's impossible, then what would it have taken to cause both the type of aircraft that were witnessed to impact the buildings and what would have caused the buildings themselves to collapse? Well, we know the buildings themselves were done with nanothermite because the residue of the unburned nanothermite was found in all of the 9/11 dust. Remember when the buildings collapsed and you saw what looked like an explosion of talcum powder? That was pulverized concrete. Well, mixed in with that pulverized concrete dust was a lot of unburned nanothermite. So any of that should have clearly shown or should have clearly have caused a new investigation. But, of course, that doesn't happen. Why? Because of the hijacking, the infiltration, subversion, and overthrow of our government. We don't have a government. We have a criminal cartel masquerading as a government. And their job is to protect the communist, the fascist, the Zionist infiltration and overthrow and control of this country. That's their job. Just like Henry just spent the top of a whole radio broadcast today talking about Antifa, talking about he who must not be named, George Soros, and how he is funding what they are calling terrorism. The moment you use the word terrorism in law enforcement, it changes the entire jurisdiction of who and what they can do to investigate these people who are supposedly committing terrorist acts. And, of course, that hasn't happened either. Now has it? Because their job is not to hold these people accountable, not to expose them. Their job is to protect the communist, the Zionist infiltration and overthrow of this country. And the only way it will stop is when the American people pull out those nice, shiny firearms that they keep polishing up and they start using it to do the dirty work that's necessary. All right, so I wanted to draw the conclusion on this 9/11 by talking about how we have legitimate technical analysis of the collapse of the Twin Towers in Building 7 on 9/11 and shows it's physically impossible. We have a legitimate analysis of the aircraft and how they maneuvered to impact the buildings, and this includes the Pentagon, and shows that is physically impossible, but yet the government insists on maintaining its storyline. Yeah, it was them sheep herders from the other side of the planet who couldn't even fly a fucking Cessna 180, but yet they are able to manage to hijack and fly some of the most sophisticated aircraft in human history well beyond its physical and flight limitations and maintain absolute and complete control to in one building to hit dead center of it, which John Lear said would be physically impossible even for him, and that's a guy with 19,000 hours of flight time, and then the other building where he was just a few feet off of dead center, in which, again, John Lear had made clear, even with his flight experience, he could not do it, period. You'd think that would be sufficient, wouldn't you? Well, it would be if we had a legitimate government. We don't. The only legitimate government of this country is us, we the people, and we are also the law enforcement. That's what the second article of the Bill of Rights is about. When you have to go from being just a regular person, doing your job, improving your life, maybe making some money because you're improving your wealth by being productive, now you have to switch over and become the law enforcement. That's what the firearm is for when your government loses all legitimacy and is now making now doing things that are contrary to the interests of the American people, the Constitution, but especially the Bill of Rights. That is what the second article was for, so that we would have the means to become the law enforcement. All right, going on. Now, I wanted to mention this because I got into this conversation, and this is a big thing now. They're going to be pushing about vaccines. So I wanted to mention these two articles real quick and just give you a little bit of insider knowledge or insight into, well, what's so bad about these vaccines anyway? We always mention you shouldn't get them, and some people have half an idea, but I think we're going to need a little bit more than half an idea. Just like when I did this technical analysis of the aircraft by John Lear on September 11th, well, the vaccines require kind of that same consideration because supposedly we're told that they're supposed to be good for you. In fact, you need them. In fact, they're mandated. You got to have them. Well, what the fuck is in them to begin with? Let's start with that simple question. But let's start with this article real quick first, and this is over in Blacklisted News, also in Moon of Alabama. I didn't know that's some kind of website or outlet. Moon of Alabama, that was the original source document, but it is posted over on Blacklisted News, and it says, CIA intercepts suggest U.S. lied about biological weapon use during its war on Korea. Now, again, we're talking about the use of biological weapons, which is all vaccines really are. They are biological weapons. That's all they are. They are not there for your health and benefit. But everyone gets the idea that this is kind of a new thing, a kind of a new iteration and its attack on the American people. But meanwhile, it has gone back into the early parts of the 1900s. In fact, the late 1800s is when it really started, but the early 1900s is when real biological warfare was being developed and being used against the peoples of all different countries. Now, in this article, it says, CIA intercepts suggest U.S. lied about biological weapon use during its war on Korea. And let's just read a couple of paragraphs here because this is very interesting. It says, during the early 1950s war on Korea, the U.S. used biological weapons against North Korea and China. Bombs were designed to spread leaflets, were filled with plague-infested rats, and dropped on Korean towns. Various infecting insects were released. Leaflets were contaminated with smallpox and then distributed. Now, that should sound a little familiar to you because we used to do the same thing too. That's right, the American Indians. When we started corralling them onto them reservations and then we gave them free stuff like blankets, well, those blankets were loaded or contaminated with smallpox, which, of course, they had no natural immunity against. Several local epidemics were caused by these attacks. The program was a continuation of one with a special unit of the Imperial Japanese Army had developed during the Second World War. Unit 731. Unit 731. Now, for some people, if you're hearing that term for the first time, when I say it, you should have the hairs on the back of your neck standing straight up when you read about the atrocities that were done by Unit 731, which is the Japanese Biological Weapons Development Unit that was actually stationed in Harbin, China. And that's where they tested it, in China, all these biological weapons. But you think the Nazis were horrific and committed atrocities? Let me tell you, the Nazis don't even rate as third-rate amateurs compared to what the fucking Japanese did, especially this Unit 731. Goes on to say, Unit 731 and its leaders were not indicted for war crimes they had committed during the war, but were integrated into the U.S. biological warfare program. You bet. In fact, the leader of Unit 731, Dr. Shiro Ishii, who committed massive atrocities, especially against military, U.S. military, and military soldiers and military airmen. That was one of his favorites because those were the guys they typically got their hands on with the U.S. airmen. The atrocities he committed against U.S. airmen, that alone should have earned him a special kind of painful death. But instead, he was given complete immunity, and I believe that was done under Project Dustbin, which was very similar to Project Paperclip, and he was made the director of our biological warfare program and given a very nice paycheck and a very nice pension. Going on, it says the Soviet Union and China made political noise about the use of biological weapons, but the U.S. stoically denied that it ever used such weapons. Oh, so what does that mean? Well, it sounds like Soviet Union and China, well, they were the original conspiracy theorists, weren't they? Because they were saying America was using biological weapons against Korea, and of course the U.S. just completely denied it, which means the Soviet Union and China were, in fact, were the first iteration of conspiracy theorists, even though that term didn't exist until 1973, created by the CIA for anybody who questioned the Warren Commission about how JFK was killed. That's where that term, conspiracy theorist, comes from, people. So the Soviet Union and China were clearly the first real conspiracy theorists by saying the U.S. used biological weapons, which the U.S. completely denied, but now it turns out, well, it looks like we've admitted it. So maybe they weren't conspiracy theorists, just like me and Henry. You know, me and Henry talk about stuff that's not physically confirmed in a lot of documents, but all the evidence clearly shows it. So, you know, maybe me and Henry aren't conspiracy theorists either. The Soviet Union and China made political noise about the use of biological weapons, but the U.S. stoically denied that it ever used such weapons. U.S. pilots shot down and imprisoned by the North Korean forces admitted that they had dropped such bombs. Uh-oh. Better get Mako. Sounds like we've got a mess here. sounds like the U.S. said one thing, but the people, the American airmen who were actually forced to deploy these weapons, drop these bombs, said quite the opposite. The U.S. then falsely alleged that the pilots had been tortured and must have lied. This led to demands to train all pilots to resist torture measures. And it goes on to talk about here. Since World War II, the U.S. Air Force and Navy have established training courses in survival, evasion, resistance, and escape. And some of you may know that as SEER training, S-E-R-E, survival, evasion, resistance, and escape, for pilots that might be captured by the enemies. During these courses, interrogations were staged to provide realistic training. In other words, these pilots are allowed to set free. They're supposed to try and escape and evade. They are captured because they are put in a condition where they can escape. They're going to get caught, and they do. And then they are actually tortured. Now, their torture may not get up to the levels that the actual Russians or Chinese would have used, but they are given a taste of what torture feels like, it looks like, and sounds like. Torture of prisoners was simulated with these trainees, and they put the word simulated in quotation marks. Decades later, during the War of Terror on Iraq, the CIA hired two psychologists from the SEER training staff as, quote, behavioral science consultants to teach its agents how to use torture on prisoners. The absolute inhumane and dangerous methods those SEER experts devised proliferated in the U.S. military, which together with the CIA used them on alleged enemy combatants in Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, and of course all those, and it doesn't say it here, but they're talking about all them, what they call dark sites. And what's one of those methods that was instituted by these SEER training staff, these behavioral science consultants? Oh, that's right. Waterboarding. And waterboarding is where they put you in an inverted position. You're laying down on the bed, essentially it's a board, and they pick it up so that your feet are higher than the rest of you. Your body is in an angle downward. Your head is at the lowest part. They put the towel over and you soak it in water so that you breathe the water in, but the water never actually physically gets into your lungs unless they get really, really carried away. But what it does do is it floods the top of your throat and your nasal cavity, and you feel exactly the same as when you're drowning. Exactly. So for all intents and purposes in your brain, you are drowning, which is why it's so horrifying. And that is some of the stuff that we created. And that's not conspiracy theory, people. All right, so let's get moving here. Let's talk about the next measure of how they're going to apply this stuff. Now, this is over in Natural News, and it is quantum dot tattoos from Bill Gates to be invisibly embedded inside coronavirus vaccines. Ooh, that don't sound good for some reason. Let me read that headline one more time. Quantum dot tattoos from Bill Gates to be invisibly embedded inside coronavirus vaccines. Now let's get the first misnomer created. Corrected. First off, Bill Gates isn't smart enough to wipe his ass without getting shit all over his own fingers. He's a front man, a mouthpiece, nothing more. Somebody else is creating these quantum dots. Somebody a hell of a lot smarter than Bill Gates, who knows how to do these kind of manipulations at the micro level. But they give Bill Gates the credit for it. Did you notice that? They're making him the front man, him and George Soros, for this international communist seizure of the planet. All right, so let's see what this says. What the fuck does this mean? Says, those who line up to get injected with the Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19 vaccine this fall can expect to have their entire vaccination history permanently stored on some government server somewhere thanks to the invisible quantum dot tattoos that Bill Gates is ensuring will be quietly embedded within them. A special dye containing nanocrystal quantum dots has reportedly been funded by Gates for inclusion in the jabs, emitting near-infrared light that can be detected by using a specially equipped smartphone. These quantum dots can supposedly persist for 5 years under the skin, which presumably has to be replaced with a new injection for another 5 years of stored vaccination history. Developed by the researchers at MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, with Gates funding, these new tattoos silently store people's health records without them even knowing it. A Mark of the Beast type technological system that aligns with the key provisions of the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. The technology would enable the rapid and anonymous detection of patient vaccination history to ensure that every child is vaccinated, stated Kevin McHugh, a former MIT postdoc who now works as an assistant professor of biotechnology at Rice University in Houston. And the article goes on. This is what they are aiming at, people. Now, besides this nanotechnology that they're going to be putting in these vaccines, what else is contained in these vaccines? Well, here's a phenomenal site that I came across, and I've been looking at quite a bit. It's called learntherisk.org. Learntherisk.org. And it's all about vaccines and what's in them. And, of course, what has been the real result, meaning brain damage and death caused by these vaccines. And they have the recorded history, the actual documents, not just supposition, but actual cases of people who have been permanently disabled, the severe cases of retardation, and, of course, death, cases of death caused by these vaccines. So let's look at a couple of interesting things they point out on this site, learntherisk.org, and this is going to be a lot of the stuff that you will also find in these COVID-19 vaccine injections that's going to contain these quantum dots. These, what do they call them? Special dye. Oh, nanocrystal quantum dots. All right, so first thing, of course, is aluminum. Aluminum is used extensively in vaccines. And it goes on the list here, just a short description of what that means when they put aluminum in your vaccine. Known to cause brain damage at all doses. In other words, there is no safe level of aluminum in anything that is injected into you, period. Known to cause brain damage at all doses, linked to Alzheimer's disease, dementia, seizures, autoimmune issues, SIDS, which is sudden infant death syndrome, and cancer. The toxin accumulates in the brain and causes more damage with each dose. In other words, if they give you an injection 5 years ago, you go and get that flu shot because it's good for your health. Well, the aluminum in it gets trapped in your brain and stays there the rest of your life. And so when you get another shot of anything and it has the aluminum in it, the aluminum that's in the new shot simply gets added to the aluminum that's already been trapped in your brain from the previous shot, even if it's years and years and years ago. Eventually, it reaches a very toxic level, and what they have found is that Alzheimer's, of course, always has this mysterious condition where there seems to be an accumulation of aluminum in the brain. Here's another item. Let's start off with there's a bunch of them. Let's start off with the ones you've probably heard of. Thimerosal, also known as mercury. Now, for those who aren't quite aware of this, mercury is more toxic to the human organism than eating fucking lead-laden paint chips. Remember how they made a big deal of that? Oh, eating just some paint chips with the old lead paint in it causes permanent brain damage? Well, guess what? The mercury that is in your vaccine is far more lethal than that, far more toxic to the brain than even the lead in paint chips. One of the most toxic substances known. Even if a thermometer breaks, the building is cleared and hazmat is called in. Tiny doses cause damage to the brain, the gut, liver, bone marrow, nervous system, and or kidneys, linked to autoimmune disorders and neurological disorders like autism. Autism is not a naturally occurring phenomenon, people. Autism is the result of the poisons being injected into our children. Going on. Beta propylactone. Now, this people have probably never heard of. Beta propylactone, known to cause cancer. Suspected gastrointestinal, liver, nerve, and respiratory, skin, and sense organ poison. Here's another one. Gentamicin sulfate, and polymyxin B antibiotics. Allergic reactions can range from mild to life-threatening. Vaccines also contained genetically modified yeast, animal, bacterial, and viral DNA can be incorporated into the recipient's DNA and cause unknown genetic mutations. Let me give you a hint. Unknown genetic mutations is a buzzword, a cover word for cancer. That's what cancer is. It's a genetic mutation. Glutaldehyde, poisonous if ingested. Causes birth defects. Formaldehyde, also called formalin, known to cause cancer in humans. Probable gastrointestinal, liver, respiratory, immune, nerve, and reproductive system poison. Banned from injectables in most European countries. However, it's still legal here in this country, of course. Another item. Latex rubber can cause life-threatening allergic reactions. Here's a little one. Kind of annoying. That's also in your vaccines. Human and animal cells. Human DNA from aborted babies, pig blood, horse blood, rabbit brains, dog kidneys, cow hearts, monkey kidneys, chick embryos, calf serum, sheep blood, and more linked to childhood leukemia and diabetes. And I'll give you a hint. It's linked to a lot more diseases than that. Monosodium glutamate, also known as MSG. You know what that your favorite Chinese food is loaded with? They load it with MSG for taste. A toxic chemical that is linked to birth defects, developmental delays, and infertility. It's banned in Europe, but still completely legal in this country. Neomycin sulfate, an antibiotic. Interferes with vitamin B6 absorption, which can lead to epilepsy and brain damage. Allergic reactions can range from mild to life-threatening. Phenol and phenol ethanol, also known as 2-PE, used as antifreeze, toxic to all cells and capable of destroying the immune system. Yes, that is what's put into your vaccine. That's injected directly into you. Polysorbate 80 and polysorbate 20, known to cause cancer in animals and linked to numerous autoimmune issues and infertility. And tributyl phosphate, potentially toxic to the kidneys and nervous system, and also your autoimmune system. So anyway, that's just some of the stuff that's in your vaccine. That's not even all of them, people. And you're going to link this now with these nano-crystal quantum dots on top of, well, what the fuck are they making this COVID-19 vaccine out of, since they haven't isolated the COVID-19 virus, nor have they isolated the monoclonal antibody, that is, the antibody that would be created by your body in reaction to any virus. They haven't isolated that either. So how are you making a vaccine when you don't have either of the basic requirements to make a vaccine? That's right, because you're not going to be getting a COVID-19 vaccine, people. You're going to be getting something loaded with these quantum dots and all of these adjuvants, these additives that they put in the vaccine to preserve the vaccine, or so they say, or to enhance it. But what the vaccine in and of itself is that you're going to get, who the hell knows? Because it's just conspiracy theory that it's actually going to be detrimental to your health, just like China and Russia said during the 1950s with Korea. Anyway, unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my mentor, and my brother.
Hey, J.D.
Yeah, come on up.
Hey, you said Bill Gates is going to secretly do that microchip under everyone's skin, but I don't think it's a secret anymore.
No, yeah, I don't think it's a secret. And this is not a microchip in the skin. These quantum dots are microparticles. That is, they are below the level of being able to be seen under the microscope, and they're going to be mixed in with the vaccine and injected directly into you, and eventually they will migrate to underneath your skin, which is how they're going to be able to detect if you've gotten the injection. But these are not going to be the mark of the beast or simply placed under the skin. It's going to be injected directly with the vaccine, and these particles are so tiny it'll just flow in with the fluid.
Well, they got to get this shit going so we can get this shit going so we can get the shit over and done with then.
Oh, I agree with you, pal. In fact, I keep wishing Hillary Clinton gets back in the presidential race and wins, because then she'll make it so quick and easy for us to say, you know what, it's time for us to clean house. You know, when they keep using the safety valve, Trump, and these people, Trump's going to make America great again. He's fighting against the communists. He's here to protect America. No, he's not. He's the fucking safety valve for the Zionists. Otherwise, there would already be a revolution or an uprising going on in this country. That's why Trump's going to win, because he's the safety valve, not because he's here to make America great again. All right. So unless there's any other questions or comments, back to you.
Yeah,
JD,
you need to on one of your shows, talk about this nanotechnology, because it's an interesting topic. This nano, it's not just, I mean, it does a lot of good things, too, for us. I mean, it's a really interesting interesting topic. It's brand new technology, and for example, they have this tape now, this clear tape made by Gorilla. Gorilla glues and all that. You can put this tape down on the wall, and then you can take like a 4-pound brick and stick the brick to that tape, and that brick ain't going nowhere. That's how strong this new kind of tape is. I've been using it, a lot in my truck and just everyday use, and that's the result of nanotechnology. It's a really interesting technology, but they're using it to kill us. But it's a really interesting topic.
Whenever there is a new technology developed, it's not the technology that's the problem, it's the nefarious use of it. And the Illuminati, the New World Order, the International Communist, the Zionists, they will always find a way to take a new technology and have a nefarious application or nefarious applications for it. The technology in and of itself is usually not the problem. It's the nefarious applications of it, that is.
Yeah, and I can guarantee you they've been dropping that shit on us, whatever they do with this nanotechnology, you can bet the chemtrails have been using it for years probably. But it's a fairly new technology, so I'm not sure about that last statement I just made. But when you have time, maybe look into it a little bit more. I'd like to know a little bit more about it.
Well, I can certainly look into it because nanotechnology is a growing technology. It is still in its infancy for the most part, although it's actually been around for decades. But the applications of it are now starting to explode, especially in the human and living organism interface. How do you apply nanotechnology to living organisms, which is what this is really about here. But what's more important to always keep in mind is what's the intended nefarious use of it on us and other living organisms.
Yeah, they can cure cancer, and they can do a lot of things with it, but they're not fucking doing it. You know, I mean, this is what just really cramps my ass, and,
Remember, if you really want to cure cancer, you just got to get them to stop giving us the cancer. That's where most cancer comes from.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, great show, man.
Thank you. Henry, back to you.
All righty, then. All right, John, you've convinced me I'm not getting the vaccine. And for you Trump
tart. Henry, you're breathing plenty of nanoparticles out there with that smoke.
That's it, man. They are probably. And you Trump tards out there, I want you to take your mega hats off, and I want you to scratch your head and see if you can tell me why your knight in shining armor is not having George Soros arrested for financing terrorism in the United States of America. Is it because they are comrades? Because they're both international communists? Because they're all fucking communists and they're all in this together and they're trying to get us to kill each other so that, we end up with communism and we don't have a force that can stop them anymore? No Bill of Rights, just a world citizen under the, subjugated by the fucking international communists, period. That being said, we are past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, yes, even the littlest little thing helps. Quit giving acquiescence to this fucking terrorism and go unregistered to vote. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Take care.